Can you welcome somebody by your side? Say, for us to be here. I'm happy you're here. Last week, we began to talk about the sufficiency of God's ability for every situation. Come on. The sufficiency of God's ability for every situation. Are we here? So we began last week to talk about this because, like I told you, the Lord has so much in store for us this year. It's our year of glad tidings of good things. Glad tidings of good things. There are so many things the Lord wants to bring into your life, and it will come into your life because of the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. And so what we are talking about is about these glad tidings of good things, actually. How we would begin to enjoy them, how we would enter into them, how we receive them, enter into them, see them manifest in our lives. The Lord wants us to go beyond the good news, beyond the glad tidings. The good news are about good things, and we need to enjoy the good things. Right? Not just receive the good news. In believing, we must understand that we are believing the good news because there are good things in store for us. The good news brings about good things. Are you here? And so those good things, we said, they come into our lives by the operation of the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. So the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ is that means that which we will enter into these things. And that's why we are spending this time studying the grace and knowing about the grace of God. And I want to talk to you, like we started last week, about the sufficiency of God's ability for every situation. You see, and we began, I think I just jumped into this thing looking from Esther, and we said that Esther, you could imagine the story of Esther and the life of Esther, the Queen Esther. We know her as Queen Esther and how she was mightily used by God to bring about deliverance for the children of Israel. But coming up from where she came from, this lady was an orphan. You see, now an orphan at a tender age, she was raised by an uncle. And so, if you look at her life, you look at the trajectory of her life, you will say there's no way she would amount to so much. But God's grace is sufficient for every situation. It's not about your situation, it's about the grace of God. It's not about receiving grace from above, it's about the grace of God that is already available for you. Hallelujah. That God's grace is available for us. And I think let's go quickly and look at 2 Corinthians chapter number 12. Let me begin from 2 Corinthians chapter number 12. In 2 Corinthians chapter number 12, we looked at Apostle Paul's instruction, how you receive instruction from God, and he says in verse number 8, "For this thing I besought the Lord thrice, that it might depart from me." You know, I think that if I am in this position, I will be in a better place to get into the things that I desire. If I am in this place, I will be able to enter into what God has, what you have in store for me. I will be able to see my desires. If only I had these things. You know, so he said, "I would rather that these things were taken away from me, for these things I besought the Lord thrice, that it might depart from me." Next verse. "And he said unto me, My grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness." We just want to jump into "my grace is sufficient for you." He says, see, he said, what you want to get, that thing you desire, is not about being at a certain place to get it. The grace I have given to you is sufficient for you so that you will be able to enter into the things you desire even from the place that you are. Even from being an orphan, you can become queen. You see, even with having parents is not the peak of this thing here. Because we saw David, I remember I showed you last week, how David's father did not even consider him So it's not a matter of love. Joseph was somehow, because he was loved by the father. David was somewhat, but he was not loved by the father. So when we look at the lives of people who achieved destiny, when you look at Bible people and people who fulfilled their destiny and walked in the plan of God for their lives, one thing you will notice is that their background and where they were coming from, they were totally radically different. Radically different, and they always came from somewhere, somehow, and somehow. The only thing we see, like I told you again, is that at the end we rejoice at their end, but we don't pay attention to the fact that it was God's grace that was sufficient for them. It was His ability that was sufficient for their very situation. And so, when we look at our own situations, our own context, our own time, our own season. This is 2026, and we're talking about somebody that time, somebody again. That. But when we look at our own time, we must also see that God's ability is also sufficient for me today. It's also sufficient to take me to where I need to be today. Are you here now? So God's grace is sufficient for me. Come on. Can you say that? Can you say God's grace is sufficient for me? God's grace is sufficient. So we look at, I want to look at one or two other people, then we'll go further. I'll show you some things again today. I mean, this will be a powerful service. Come on, say amen.
Amen.
In 1 Kings chapter number 17, in 1 Kings chapter number 17, we have the story of the woman there. We have the story of the woman the widow woman there. Let's go to 1 Kings chapter number 17 from verse number 7. All right. We just jump into the story. You know, there was drought in the land, and the Bible said, and it came to pass after a while that the brook dried up because there had been no rain in the land. Next verse. And the word of the Lord came unto him, saying, next verse. Arise, get thee to Zarephath, which belongeth to Zidon, and dwell there. Behold, I have commanded a widow. I commanded a widow woman there to sustain thee. Next verse. So he arose and went to Zarephath, and when he came to the gate of the city, behold, the widow woman was there gathering of sticks. And he called to her and said, fetch me, I pray thee, a little water in a vessel that I may drink. And as she was going to fetch it, he called to her and said, bring me, I pray thee, a morsel of bread in thine hand. And she said, as the Lord thy God liveth, I have not a cake, but an handful of meal in a barrel, and a little oil in a cruse. And behold, I am gathering two sticks, that I may go in and dress it for me and my son, that we may eat it and die. Hallelujah. So you see now, we know the rest of the story. I just wanted to show you how bad her condition was. Now you see, I've thought about this for some time. I've thought about this, you know, sharing maybe in a certain direction sometime. But we'll get light from here. This woman lost her husband. She was a widow, right? She was a widow. And people will always talk about the man being the breadwinner. Being the breadwinner. So she lost her breadwinner. There was no way. If you consider all the people in the land, if you were doing the math, you will consider the people with husbands first. Come on. You consider husbands first. If you have husband, then you stand a better chance. Are you here? Because the husband is the breadwinner. The husband is the covering. The husband is the this. The husband is the that. But God's grace is sufficient for every situation. So, number one, he did not say, if I must help this woman, first of all, I must make sure her husband does not die. Many a times, we are the ones that have advantage and disadvantage. With God, there's no advantage and disadvantage. If there's anything you will take from this service, it's only us that discuss advantage and disadvantage. It's only within our context we discuss light and darkness. With God, there's no light and darkness. With God, there's no up and down. There's nothing is down, something is up, so therefore this one is higher. Do you understand that? So that's trying to arrange your situation so that your situation will be sufficient for you is wrong. Are you still here? He does not try to arrange your situation. In essence, whatever situation you are in, His grace is sufficient for you. Whatever the situation. You now have a husband, it's not a bad thing. So it's not a bad thing. If you don't have, it's not a disadvantage, it's not a bad thing. What he wants to do, he is able to do, with or without.
So if he said, I want to bless this woman, the means or the way I would have blessed her would have been, I have to make sure the husband does not die. We send healing power. Right? So we heal the husband. That would be the first thing he would have had to do. But he says, that is not the case. He said, I don't care because I am able to save. He's able to save. So if of everybody in the land, people were actually dying of starvation. It was the one that was a widow, that had no helper, no breadwinner, that had food to eat. Do you understand? God's grace is sufficient. Good. Are you getting this now? So when you look at your situation, you are thinking that there is something called advantage and disadvantage. But before God, there's truthfully, I'm telling you, there's nothing like that. When we look at our lives, we can talk about this place is brighter than that place. And this place, this is morning, and then that place is dark, and so that place is night, and so there's a difference for us. There's a difference for us in the day and in the night. But with God, there's no difference. Now, if we serve a God, in Psalm 139, please go there. If we serve a God with whom there's no difference of night and darkness, then it doesn't mean our situation now becomes irrelevant to what he wants to do in our lives. His ability is sufficient for every situation. He says, yes. He says, the darkness hideth not from thee, but the night shineth as the day. The darkness and light are both alike to thee. So sometimes when people break their break, you know, it's always funny. The way people disconnect from you or rule you, the way people calculate you is interesting. I mean, there are people that will be, if your people, look, if you look at your life, there are people that thought you would have finished since you. Truth. They think you would have finished it. There are people that will give you, that have said, 2024 was the, everything will crash on your head in 2024. Do you understand what I'm saying? I'm not joking. Because when they did the math, and let me tell you, I'm talking about them, but really I want to talk to you. When you are doing your math, you must understand that your situation has no bearing. It is us that say light and darkness. He said the darkness and the light, they are both alike to him. Do you understand that? So it means that whether you are in the dark, you not say, me, I cannot see anything. The fact that you cannot see anything does not mean God cannot see anything. The fact that it will be hard for you to take the next step does not mean it will be hard for God to help you take the next step. Do you understand this now? So when you understand that the grace of God is sufficient, his ability is enough. If you will stop and consider the ability of God, irrespective of your situation, you will see his power manifest in your life. That's it. That's what I can tell you. The ability of God is sufficient. And the thing is now is that when you look at your situation, everybody in this place, your situations are different. But many a times when we are doing the math for other people, we always see that their situation is better than our own. If we do the math, if everybody wants to sit down, we put our lives here right now, 1, 2, 3 like this, everybody would unwittingly point to another person's life and say, if I would have that one, I would be better. But that person will also point to another person's life and say, if I could have that life, my life. That's why it would be throughout this room. Because we always judge our own situation as the worst. As the one that God cannot, he cannot help us with. It's not possible. But the light and darkness are alike to him. Advantage and disadvantage, they are the same thing to him. Is there anything too hard for God? Does the matter get to the place where it now becomes too hard? You now say, I'm going to show you real one. If he were at this situation, God would have been able to do it. No. If there's no situation, his grace is sufficient for every particular situation. I have a breadwinner. I will most likely have food. We will be able to struggle together to supply food. Abi, in the house. Okay, I don't now have a breadwinner. It means that I don't stand the chance. But who actually stood the chance in that matter? It was not the woman. I have parents to groom me and to take care of me and to do all that. But Esther did not have, but she came out. No, I mean, whatever situations you are facing in your life, you will find this inside scripture. And you will find that his power is available there. This one is blanket. It just blankets everything. He says, see, it's only in human terms. I'm saying it again. I know why I'm saying it again. It's only in human terms we have advantage and disadvantage. I know they taught you in school, advantage of this thing over this one. Everything we talk about, there's the advantage of this mic over that mic. No, with God, if he said your voice will be heard, your voice will be heard. I'm telling you. If he said this is now, his grace is sufficient for you. That's it. So it's not him now I'm bothered about. It's you and how you do the math. Because Paul said, I would have wanted this thing if I am in level 4. From level 4, I can get to level 5. Come on, do I have a witness in the house? Level 4 is the step before level 5. So it would be better that if you want to get to level 5, at least try to be in level 4. So if I were praying, I would pray, oh God, still move me to level 4 so that I will be able to make maneuver my way into level 5. It's as if you are in level 1, you can never get to level 5. Who says that? Are you here? If you consider the story, what we're talking about now, you will consider someone actually said this in John chapter number 11. John chapter number 11, verse number 21. He says that if it was there. He said, this is the story of Lazarus, right? I'm just jumping into the scriptures. I don't know. I'm going to move fast today and get this thing done. Because last week I established these thoughts. So I'm ready to conclude this thing and just go forward in power, in the power and the grace of God. Are we here? I'm going to pray and I'm going to say, Lord, my eyes are open. Your grace is sufficient for me. This thing of disadvantage, I'm going to take it away. Whatever situation in your life, whatever it is, it is today you say, Father, my eyes are open. There's no advantage or disadvantage. There's no, if I were a doctor, people have money more than doctor. Don't do that. If you do those things, you shut yourself out of the grace of God. If you would open up your heart and receive God's grace, it will be able to lift you to where you should be. You get what I'm saying now? God's grace just takes one connect. Just somebody just meets you. You have a conversation. Your whole life has changed. Everything. Because you relax and say, Lord, your grace, your ability is sufficient for every situation. If it's sufficient for that situation, somebody will even say, Pastor, all these ones you have said, their own is even better than my own. Really? What can be deader than dead? Now Lazarus is dead. Martha said that. Then Martha said unto Jesus, Lord, if thou hast been here. So, in essence, there is a place that it would have been better. My brother had not died. She was doing that. She was saying now that if he had been here, it would have been better. Because now the matter has become worse. And now he has died. Come on, are you here? People, we are the only ones that do that mass. You know the end of the story. I don't need to read the whole thing. You know the story. It's not about whether he was sick or whether he was dead. The most important thing is that God's grace was available. It does not matter. So, there was no case. How bad is the sickness? If it were this, God would be able to heal it. Someone has said, no, as far as, even no matter how bad the sickness is, God would be able to help him. And they will now move from there. Oh, now he's dead. Three different stages of the matter. And she said here that if you had been here, my brother would not have died. So in essence, if it was day, you would have been able to help me get the victory. Now that it is night, there's no way I can get the victory. But life, death, they are the same thing to him. He says, I am the resurrection and I am the life. So it doesn't matter whether he's dead or whether he's alive or life. As far as I am here, then the matter is solved. Do you understand? There is no situation. No circumstance that is beyond him. That's what I want you to see. Finish 3:4:4:4. If you get that concept, you will begin to walk. I'm telling you, the difference between one believer and another believer is this understanding. I don't care. I just know that God's grace is available for me. He will open the doors and I will go through them. If he needs to break them down, I will break them down. There is something called breakthrough. There is something called open doors. Anyone that needs to be done will be done. Are you getting this now? And I will go through. I will pass through that place. There is something called the fact that I will be there and I will flourish in that place. Even if there is no breakthrough and there is no open door. Do you understand that? I will okay, what about if there's no breakthrough door, no open? It means that I will eat there, I will belly full in that place. That's the meaning. His grace is sufficient. It's not about if I were there, if I were here. It's about God's grace. It's about the believers opening their eyes to see that his grace is sufficient for their lives. I'm telling you, if Bible said if you are willing and obedient, you will eat the good of the land. It doesn't matter where you are. Some people blind themselves and say, if I can only be dead, that's a lie. It's a big lie. I mean, we discount the grace of God and we go into our lives and we start thinking that if it were only day, then this thing would have been done. The night and the day. He said they are the same to him. They are alike to him. Guys, we reduce the power of our God and limit him to where we think he can do the work from. Come on. There's a place from which he can walk from. If my brother were here, then it would have been okay. Are you there?
Yes, sir.
He said, no. Even if he's dead, it doesn't mean anything. He still came out. He could get the guy, he could heal the guy from sickness, he could raise the guy from the dead. The same God. Let me do this thing. I've done it once some time ago. Which you think he used more power? Oh yeah, let's do it. You see, because of human brain now. Right, in your mind, look at it, calculate it, really be truthful. If you will think that now, in using of power, he actually used more to bring him from the dead, and he would have used less if he were going to just heal him. Abi? Truth. That's a problem. We're going to go there. I think I'm going to continue this. Not I think, I'm going to continue to do this. Because our mind, we are looking at God. Because of the next thing I want to do, actually, the next thing I want to show you is God's sufficiency for all of us. It's as if somebody has taken from God, it means he diminishes God. You can't diminish God. He's rich unto all. He's able to supply unto all. So he's looking. You are looking like him, man. Let me tell you why you are thinking that actually he now used more power. No, it is the same thing to him. If to raise that guy, if he wanted to use power, what's the joes, kilojoes? If let me say that kilojoes. If he had to use 5 kilojoes, to raise him from the dead, right? And you would not think that he would have needed. If you are using power, I think that the power, is it watts or kilojoes? I don't know. Watts, Abi. Who is Abi? Physicist Abi. Watts, Abi. Thank you. Watts. Kilowatts. So if he needed to raise this guy from dead 50 kilowatts, you will not think that he needs maybe 10 to heal him, Abi. And so in raising him from the dead, you will not say, so therefore he expended more power. But you can't expend more power from an infinite God. Do you understand that? So it means that to him it is the same thing. It's only to you, you are calculating kilowatt, 10 kilowatt, because you will think, I know it's hard for you to think, no, he used more power. No, he doesn't need more power. He's an infinite God. So he goes say that raising him from the dead was a little bit more. He sapped more from God. The very thought that you are saying he sapped more from God is a very bad thought. Salabo, Sila Maha. Let it. No, I know. I know that one will be heavy. Right? You think he used more power? That's the problem. We have so much to. We have a long way to go in the matter. We think now that if you have done this for this person, it will mean that there's a lesser sufficiency. It's as if he gives you 1 million, his account has reduced. You know, if I come now, and I give you money, my account has reduced. So what I'm able to do for somebody else will not be less, Abi. That's how we are thinking God is too. So we think that if he pours out his ability and power into somebody's life, it means that there will be less for us. That's why people are even jealous of other people. Christians, that's what I mean, church. One pastor will be trying to blackmail another pastor, or this pastor will try to kill this pastor, so that it doesn't mean God's power is sufficient for all of us everywhere we are. It doesn't mean anything. He doesn't need more power to have raised that guy from the dead. It is the same power. Light and darkness. He said they are alike to him. Go back to Psalm 139. There's a part I think you didn't get. 139. Look at 139. Verse 12. He says, yea, the darkness hideth not from thee. But the night, you see night shine it. You didn't get it. Look at it. Look at it. It's there. But the night, what does night do?
Shining.
Night is shining. You are the one that always say that night cannot shine. He says for him, night, for God, night shines. It's a lie. There's no God. That's the real problem of your life. That's the limitation of your 2026. That's why it cannot happen. It's not because of God. It's because for you, it's a lie. This part, that's why, you know, I told you, it's going to be brief and simple if you pay attention and follow me, because I'm not going to be talking too much stuff. It's going to be, I'm reading scriptures to you. Scriptures. The night shineth. But you now say the night is dark. It's not possible. But for him, for God, night shines. Can you enter into something this year? Can you really enter into something? Come on. Can you get these good things that manifest in your life? Would you believe God that his power, his ability is sufficient for your situation? My situation is too bleak. It's too bad. It's not, there's nothing too bad. It's nothing too hard. The night shines. Healing, no. Resurrection, no. The same thing. The same power. He didn't feel any weaker. He didn't say, now, you know, you imagine a superhero wearing super suits. After they suck the power, you now say, I need to be protected now. My power, I need to be, my power has depleted. He doesn't deplete. He can continue just doing the same thing continuously. Do you understand? God's ability is sufficient for every situation, no matter the situation. That's what we must see. Hallelujah. I'll show you another one. Right? I'm going to compare two scenarios. You see how it is again. I'm going to compare two scenarios. I'll show you in 2 Kings. This is 2 Kings we're looking at. 2 Kings chapter number 4. Look at this. 2 Kings chapter number 4 and John chapter number 3. So we'll compare the two together, and then I'll show you something. I'll say something to you now. In 2 Kings chapter number 4, verse number 1, the Bible says, now there cried a certain woman of the wives of the sons of the prophets unto Elisha, saying, thy servant, my husband, is dead, and thou knowest that thy servant did fear the Lord. I'm not trying to preach a good message. I'm trying to tell you that wherever you are, you must release your faith, and that God's grace is sufficient for you. Right, it's available, this ability is there. It's not just something I want you to just say, this is good, I enjoy today's service. I want you to walk in the miracle power of God. I want you to see things that, I mean, it is this year you will see things that people, you will know, beyond chapter 8 and verse 2, beyond, they will not need chapter. This glad tidings of good things, the good things will be in your hand. You will not need chapter and verse. I can tell you when I pass chapter and verse and see the power of God. I want you to taste it. Because once you taste it, you become intoxicated. You will not be able to see any situation as anything again. I'm telling you. You'll be going in faith every day of your life. Thy servant, my husband, is dead. Let's read this. And thou knowest that thy servant did fear the Lord, and the creditor is come to take unto him my two sons to be born men. Next verse. You know the story. I just want to read it. And Elisha said unto her, what shall I do for thee? Tell me, what hast thou in the house? And she said, thine handmaid hath not anything in the house, save a pot of oil. We know the story. I don't want to read it again. So you see now, so it is from that pot of oil, that jar of oil that you have. You say, what do you have? It is that jar of oil that he took, right? And then he multiplied it. So she had the beginning elements. Stay with me. She said, I don't have anything, I just have small. So that small was what the power of God came upon, and then that thing multiplied, right? You know, the same thing was with the woman that we just read, the widow of Zarephath, right? She had the bread, and then the dough, and then it just kept on multiplying, right? So they had that beginning element. They had something small. Come on, say something small. At least the beginning elements, they were even, let me put it this way for you. They were on the road. They were on the journey. They had one step in the game. They had one step. They were there at all. They were even in the game at all. They were invited to even come and play. Abi? They were invited. They never started playing. At least they were inside the place where they were playing the thing. Let's put it like that. Go to John chapter number 2. And when they wanted wine, the mother of Jesus said unto him, What was this one?
They have no wine.
These people were not even in the game. It was the element of oil that he multiplied. Abi, you say, God, even if I had, your power will be able to do something. But for these people, They didn't even have wine at all. If they had wine, you know that bad wine that remained, that one that was not so sweet, he would have been able to multiply it. Abi? He started from another element entirely. He started from water. Only some people in church. You see, I know people say I'm thinking about it. Please, there's a time for you to erupt in joy. I'm just being truthful to you. There's a time for you to erupt. It means you have not seen it. If you have seen it, you will. Literally, I can go. I'm done. If you don't see this, I'm going to show you. I'm telling you. It's time for you to see. Just want you to see. That's the reason I walk. See it. People, you will think that the element has to be there. I said I was not even invited. I'm saying it's still possible. Because the one that had oil, small oil, the smoke oil, the oil multiplied. But this one was bad because they have no wine. You say, even if I had small wine, he would have been able to multiply it. But he started with the water that is useless. The water now turned to wine. I did not even submit my CV. So what now happened? Is it the problem? So what? They can call you even without submitting your CV. How did your name get there? We don't know. But that's the power of God. His power is sufficient. His ability is sufficient for every situation. So the person that is inside the field, at least that was even called there, that have stood a chance there, got a miracle. Abi? From the small wine, it was from the small oil, there was multiplication here. But if you come to these people's situation, their own situation was bad because they didn't even have wine for him to multiply. At least the 5 loaves and 2 fish. Come again, let's do that again. They had something. He multiplied it. I mean, Jesus had to go from another element entirely, which was water, and converted it to wine. And that wine was not even better. In fact, do you not think that it would have been better that they didn't have anything at all? The oil would have been better than the ones that they had. Some people didn't get that one too. Because when if they had that small wine, he would have multiplied it. It would have been the same thing. This one that they didn't have at all. This one was not better. God's ability is sufficient for every situation. The truth is this. Many a times you are disqualifying yourself. You just say, because, so therefore, I can never, it can never, those never, never, we are the one introducing them. Before God, there's no light or darkness. There's no advantage or disadvantage. There's no condition you are in. There's no situation of your life that is a disadvantage. That even him will not say, I would have been able to if she had, but now, what do I do? I mean, that's what you are thinking. That's what Paul was thinking. That's what Paul was praying. Paul was praying, if you take this thing away from me, I will be in this position. Then I will be able to do this thing. He says, no. My grace is sufficient for you. So it's not about having something for him to... It's not about having the base element for him to work with. It's about being available for him to work with. I'm telling you. It's not about having the base elements. It's not about having oil or somewhere. You know that thing that we say now? Is money used to look for money? Abi? Yes, you don't need to have money to get money with God. He said, if you will not praise me, I'll raise stones and these stones will praise me. The base elements would have been human beings, mouth, eyes, and nose. Stones don't even start having those characteristics. But they will still stand up and do it. Do you understand what I'm saying here?
Yes, sir.
I stop on purpose. I want you to look at your life. Look at all the disadvantages. Look at all the impossibilities. And then stop and say, there's nothing like that. There's nothing like that. He can do it. The most important thing here is that you understand that his grace is available for you. It's sufficient, it's available. Are you here? I'll give you one more story in this direction. Right? It's in 1 Samuel chapter number 14 and verse number 6. Right? And Jonathan said to the young man that bare his armor, "Come and let us go over unto the garrison of the uncircumcised. It may be that the Lord will work for us. For there is no restraint to the Lord to save by many or by few." Right? So the Lord can save. He said, no restraint. If we are many, he can save. If we are few, he can save. That's why I told you initially, there's no such thing as advantage or disadvantage. So when I say, so because I have, God will not help me. No, this statement, this one helped us help heal that wound. Right? So is it a bad thing to have? No. He said God is able to save, right? Many. He can still use your many to save. He can still do it. He can use your small oil, the small oil, multiply it and it becomes many. Yeah? But even if you don't still have, but if that, you see, that's where we need to move to the other side. Because we're already used to God's ability with what I have. Right? With my oil, with small jar of oil. It's always said, you have to have something. You have to have something. You have to have something. Yes, you have to have something. It's not even in that same element. Yes, sir. Because the lady that got, the couple that got the water turned to wine, they didn't even have a small element of wine. But they had that faith there. Yes, sir. Mary was there. Yes. And he says, whatsoever I say for you to do, do it. And then he took water, and turned it to wine. If he can still turn, he can turn stone in your house to money for you. Are you here? The Lord is able to save, whether with many or with you. I remember one time, I think this limitation, they're always there. Right, they're always there, we're in school. You know, this one was in school, and my pastor then said something. He said, "Well, no, during our exams," and he was just trying to help. And he said, "See, you can say I didn't finish the question. I didn't write this one well. I didn't write that one well. Why do you not say because I didn't write well? It means that I'll fail that course. Why? Where do we do that?" And he said, "Remember the hand of God came down in Daniel and wrote Mene Mene Tekelum Fasin." He can write to him. See, can God not write in your scripts and finish the part you did not finish? So if I didn't finish it, how will God do it? God has hand, and the hand came and wrote on the wall. That same hand can write on your scripts. Abi, this thing is to release your faith. So we just say it is impossible, it has finished because my condition. I mean, you know, many of us look at our conditions and our situations and we say it has finished. It's not really possible. We set the goals, and the goals, we look at them and now say it's not possible for me to get there. Because just imagine, you are going somewhere and you are walking there, maybe from here there, and you've already taken 3-4 steps, right? You are close now. Then something now happens, a wild wind now happens and now blows you off course, and you are now somewhere here, away, sure, the thing is there, and you are now here and you are looking at you now say, so therefore this now means that my situation has changed, so therefore things have changed. It doesn't mean. Are you here? God's ability is still sufficient for this situation. As much as if you were here, his ability is sufficient for this situation. We are the one that try to tie situation and God's ability together. A favorable situation means God's hand can work. If a favorable situation means God's hand cannot work. You see that now? So who is doing the limitation here? We are the one doing it. So therefore, this my condition is unfavorable. It means that I will take anything. Let me just manage and go. That's the problem. But when we read the Bible, when we read the Bible, I want us to open up our hearts, open up our faith, and see that he's trying to tell us something. Because in the life of, what we just read just now, Jonathan and his armor bearer, they brought about the deliverance of Israel. Just two people against a whole mighty army. But when we read Gideon, we see the same thing. You can even name your son Gideon and still be walking against it. Gideon had there was a mighty army came against the children of Israel, and Gideon raised his own army, not as large as that. But you would think at least it would be better for me to go and fight. If you want to fight 10,000 people, 10,000 people, and you have 5,000 people, come on, at least you say I will still try. God wanted to show us something. He said to reduce the army till he reduced them to 300 people. Imagine you say in an army, if you are afraid, go home. I've not seen people that, as I just said, it's Okpeo. He now say, if you have married, you have wife, go home. Thank you, sir. The afraid one is to me was just the worst. It was like a short. I think we have almost cleared. Those guys, they have mind though. They say, if you're afraid, and if you go, people still stay though. They have mind though. You are going to fight. And they say, if you're afraid, you can go. Yeah, that is Okpeo. They won't question. He said, sir, I'm afraid. Go. People still stayed. Oh, he said, I don't still like them. I'm not joking. He reduced them. He said, go and drink water. Some people that you say, you put your mat down or you take water from up, he said, I want to separate them. And he didn't tell them the key on purpose. He didn't tell them the key. He said, look at them. Tell them to drink. Already. Everybody that puts the mat down to the river, say, send him on. He had to use tide. He used everything possible to send him on. Why? He wanted to give us a revelation. It's not about Gideon. Gideon has died and gone. It is revelation for us. I want to save. I want to show you that it's not by the might of army I'm able to save. It's with them died and gone since. We will go to, but that revelation will be there to show us who God is. The Bible reveals God to us. This is who I am. He's trying to reveal himself. That's what that story was about. You know, when you're reading the Old Covenant, you're not reading story book and all that. Read it and see who God is. That's what we are seeing there. 300 people against a mighty army. Just blow your trumpets. Finish. Just say running up around that, just 300 people. He reduced them to say, see, I will save with you. So that these people in 2026, my son will be teaching me these people a certain thing. Maybe it's just you, God, want to tell all this long story. Because some people are looking at me sitting there and like, you're not talking to me. I don't have a problem with that. Maybe it's just one person that needs this revelation. And so all that thing that Gideon went through was just for one person. Come on, say amen. Yeah. Just to know. Finish. All that whole story is just to tell you that, see, I don't need an army to save you. I don't need your 5,000 to go and fight against that 10,000. I just want to show you that I will do it with many or with you. Come on. That's powerful. Let's go back to 1 Corinthians. Right? Sorry, 2 Corinthians chapter number 12. Time will fail me to talk about the man that was paralyzed, right? The man that was paralyzed by the pool, and Jesus came to him and said, would you be made whole? And he said, I don't have anybody to put me there. Do you know that there are people that were still left there sick? Do you understand what I'm saying? If you were to do the math, that man won't live there. That story was not about that man again. I'm telling you, the man has gone. It was to tell you something. My grace is sufficient for you. It's not about having help, having somebody to help you. If somebody not help you, it will not work. If somebody not help you, it will not finish. You know, that's one thing that you must learn. That's one thing you must learn. Come on, say, I want to learn this. Never withhold your help from somebody that you can help. Never. As a person, I stand to say this clearly. I've, because of this revelation, I've known that God will do something in the life of that person, with or without me. It's only my advantage to be a part of the story. Do you understand what I'm saying? Because again, it's not just about people ruling you out. It's about you ruling people out. I will not do this thing. I will see what will happen. Brothers and sisters, God will do it by his own power. Learn that thing. You will just now find that you are disadvantaged. You do not put yourself inside. That you are not a part of that story. Do you understand what I'm saying? This is instructional for you. I mean, very powerful. I've never done it. Because I'm not saying this one. You know, that's why sometimes people think, look at me like a fool. They say it's a fool. I know what I'm telling you. This is instructional for you. Because why you not say this person is done out? It really is not though. Really. As somebody in my own profession, at a certain level, I needed help from somebody. You know, when you have to sign for somebody, it's very, very powerful something, you know, just signature. And you come, say, I cannot sign for you. You have to do this, you have to do this, you have to do this. Ah, ma, please, this is what I'm doing. No, I cannot, too. I don't want to do this. The help comes from somewhere else. The help will come. The help will always come from somewhere else. The help will come. That thing that needs to be signed, it will still be signed. It's not that you will not, name will not be inside. The praise and glory will not pass. You will not get anything from inside. I mean, this is, I went through something like that. This is so me some time later on. Ah, you did this. How did you know? Okay. Sorry. You're not start apologizing. Because you think that it must pass through you. But God can do it without you. Do you understand what I'm saying? It's very important. Don't put yourself there. Walk the journey not to put yourself there. If it's at all possible, extend your hand in that story. Do you see what I'm saying now? Because you not think that you can, because you are in that place, you can, you have successfully ruled out somebody else, and there's no way. And without this thing, don't work. Nah. You'll still get it. Are you here?
Yes,
be a part of that story. Be part of that story. The time will fail me to tell you of that man, the man, paralyzed man, and then how Jesus came. People were there and they say he didn't have help. He's the one that Jesus came, God's grace came through for him. And then, I know, actually, I've taught you about that aha thing, You say aha, aha. Once you say aha, the whole game changes against that person. No, I say this person, aha, you see, God, it does that pride in that thing that does God say, it's enough, I'm not doing again. Lift him up, finish. So don't get there. Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. No, I'm not going there. I just want to say that I don't have time anymore. I want to go. You know that they were captives. Come on.
Yes, sir.
Do you know that they were captives?
Yes, sir.
They were captives. They were prisoners in another man's land. Prisoners. And they were lifted up from that place. But the story that somebody will think that life has finished because of, look at them, they are captives in another man's land. Is there any way they can have life anymore? No, well, I'm saying this. I could go on and on about several other stories. But the thing is, when we look at Bible stories, we always look at the end, and we not assume that they were perfect. Their life was good. Their life was good right from then. It was not like that. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were captives, and the Lord still did what He wanted to do in their life because His grace was sufficient for them. Amen.
Yes.
That same grace is available for you.
Yes.
Thank you, Father.
Alright,
my final thought, one more thought. I've given you no scriptures. I mean, if you have been in this service, there's no way we'll have that problem anymore. Advantage, disadvantage, light, darkness, up, down, it doesn't mean anything. God is God. Come on, God is God.
God is God.
I want to give you these thoughts. In 2 Corinthians, are you there? 12, chapter number 12. 2 Corinthians, chapter number 12. Alright. Next verse. Verse number 9. Right? And he said unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee. I told you in my prayers, this is what the Lord said to me to teach you. My grace is sufficient for you. Right? The issue here is that Paul did not know that God's grace was sufficient. Right? That is the issue. And that is the issue with us. He didn't know that it was sufficient. Why? Because he did not say, I'm going to give you two things. He did not say, I am sending grace. I will give you grace. Right? I will give you grace. Or I am sending grace. He says, my grace, right, is sufficient for you. So God is not, he didn't say, I'm going to give you grace, Paul. Or I'm going to send grace for you. But he says, the grace I have already in your life is sufficient. That one is the big one. That one is the big one. The grace in your life, the you that I have called to myself, The grace I have in you, I don't need to top it up for the situation, because the situation now got harder. The grace is sufficient. There are many things, if you connect all my teachings, they are coming from one knowledge of God. I always tell you that the things that God wants to give you in your life, they're already around you. He doesn't need to try to top them up. He doesn't need to try something. Even if you move, the things that God wants to do in your life, the things that God wants to give you, they're already around you. That is the idea of the sufficiency of His grace. So if you look around you, let me try and do this with the water. Are you still in church?
Yes, sir.
Let me try and do this with the water something. The water that he turned to wine, they didn't have to go and travel to find it now. The water was there. Come on. The water was there. Just go and fetch it, bring it, and turn to wine. The woman with the issue, what did she have? She had the oil was there. The things that you need for your next level, they are already there. He's not sending them. I say he's not sending them. They are already there. The boss, your boss you are working with. The neighbor, the woman that is, the shop that is next to your boss's shop. He said, I don't need to greet her. That's where the problem will be. But everything you need, the person that will take your name and give it to another person is around you. It's already there. You get what I'm saying now? My grace is sufficient for you. That's what he says. Paul thought that he had to muster more. Most of the time, we limit God by thinking that we need more. That he needs to send more grace. But he doesn't need to send more grace. We have what it takes. Come on, you have what it takes. Your life right now is perfect. That's why I say you are where you should be. Everything. You are where you should be. Many a times, our eyes are not open to see that God's grace is sufficient. Sufficient. We are thinking that he needs to do something. That is another problem. First of all, I think I've been able to help you see that he can do everything. Ability here and there. But now you now need to see that the materials you have, come on, the materials you have, whatever it is you have, it's okay. That's what you need to see. If you are, let me try and do this for profession, money. If you are a doctor is okay. If you are a lawyer is okay. If you are a hairdresser is okay. If you are, the materials you have is able to use it. Come on. The materials, whatever it is. The you that you are like this is able to take you and use it. Are you available? That's all. God's grace is sufficient. It's not coming. It is what? Sufficient. Come on. Let's say that. God's grace is sufficient for me.
God's grace is sufficient for me.
It's not coming. It's
sufficient.
It's available. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
That's something. That's another place we need to pass. We need to pass that place. God's grace is sufficient. Because you are thinking, if I were... You don't have to be wear anything. You are you who you are. The materials you have, the skill you have, the job you learned, whatever job you trade you learned, right? Is that trade he wants to use to better your life? Is that trade he wants to use to bless your life? Is that trade he wants to use to bless you and make you a blessing? That's his goal. Yes. That's why I don't know when people think about ministry. I think that ministry is where money comes from. That's where they are wrong. You look at everybody in the Bible. Come on. Let me do this first of all. I've shown you several stories. No two stories are exactly alike. No stories alike. Right? None of them pastors. Abraham was not a pastor. Sure you know. Abraham did not have church. The people that think he's pastor, he takes pastoring to prosper. Abraham did not have church. Solomon did not have church. David did not have church. If you want to consider them and prosperity, if you consider Paul and Abraham, who do you say get money first? It doesn't have to be that. Your skill, your very skill, your trade, what you are, God wants to use it to bless you and then make you a blessing.
God's grace is sufficient for you. He's not sending anything extra. He's not trying to change you. You are saying, Lord, if you can just change me, if I had this skill. He's saying, what you have is enough. Where you are is enough. It's for you to open your eyes and say, God, Father, my Father, your grace is sufficient for me. What do you do? You say, this is what I just do. It's small. He can take it and, blow it up. But you are wishing that you can be a doctor. What you have, your substance, your skill, your person, and the things you will do, is sufficient for God. Where you are, is sufficient for God to bring the people you need for your life to come to you. They don't need to look for you in a palace. Pastor, I'm not in a palace. I'm in a one-room apartment. It doesn't mean. It's from that one-room apartment they'll come and find you. If I were only in this place, see this place, then that's where they will now meet me. No, he can meet you where you are. He on the streets, meet you there. Do you see what I'm saying now? God's ability is sufficient for every situation. Don't rule yourself out. You know, now I've left Bible people. Sure, I'm talking to you about someone. I think most of them, you even like this one more than all the people I read in the Bible. All of them saying, I beg, Pastor, you know, that Bible story. But they are real stories for us. So that our lives too will become story for somebody else. If you release your faith with me today, and say, and bow your heads and say, in the name of Jesus. We are praying, no? I'm not ending service. We are saying, La Tebo Koterima 2026. Lord, bow your heads. It's time. It's time to say, Lord, your grace is sufficient for me. It's time, Lord, to say, Father, your grace is your ability is sufficient for every situation. In the name of Jesus. La poco si calibore kotosha. Namate gerigos. Regenikalabaya. Lord, I have the right connections. I'm meeting the right people. I'm in the right place. Lord, in the name of Jesus. Your grace is sufficient. Your abilities are at work in my life. I see now. I don't need anything more. Light and darkness, they are alive to you. You are able to save me. With many or with you. You are able to save. In the name of Jesus. Oh Shabakata Libokonde Sila Bakeles Rabakonde Likebaya. Lord, you are able to save. I see it now. My eyes have been open to see. Lord Alabaya, your grace is sufficient. In the name of Jesus, I see that I'm where I should be. Everything you have given to me, they are just the perfect things. In the name of Jesus, the skills you have given to me, the friends you have given to me, the place I am living, everything about my life, my parents, they are just the right parents. I know now that it's more about your ability and the sufficiency of your ability than my situation. And I turn my gaze towards your ability and I see that your grace is sufficient. Your ability is enough. Light and darkness, they are alike to you. In the name of Jesus. Separikos, rimane ika, zugodele emana kazoto. Come on. I see it now. Do you see it? Brothers and sisters, do you see it now? Do you see it now? Lord, I see it now. Like Esther, yes, she was an orphan. Like the widow of Zarephath, she lost her breadwinner. Like the whoop, come on. I see, Lord. Like the woman who had just a little oil in a jar. I see it. Like the couple who had no wine. They didn't even know they had no wine. I see it. Your ability is sufficient for every situation. I see it now. Whether it's sickness, whether it's death, you are the resurrection and you are the life. Ade baleka sone bahayas. I know now. I'm coming out of 2026. Bigger than I came in. I'm coming out bigger. In the name of Jesus, I am blessed and I am a blessing. Because of your power, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I see it. I see my situation and I see your ability. And I say, Lord, your ability is sufficient for this very situation. Your ability is sufficient for this very situation. I am not disadvantaged. Come on. There's no disadvantage with you.
Lord, I release my faith. I release my faith. I hear your voice. I hear your voice. You said to me, your grace, my grace is sufficient for you. And so, Father, I hear your voice. I stand with you. And I say, Lord, your grace is sufficient for me. In the name of Jesus, are you praying today? Sabala Mahaya say, whatever it is you want to accomplish, whatever it is you want to do, Lema Nekuzeregash, Diba Lebemokos, your grace is sufficient for me. Come on, say, I hear your voice. Father, I hear your voice. I hear your word. I hear your word today. And you said to me, your grace is sufficient for me. And so, Father, I stand and I declare that I, as I see my situation, I know that your grace is sufficient for me. For you, the light shine, the dark shineth. The dark shineth. It's not about the course I read. It's not about the course I read. Come on. It's not about the course I read. It's not about where I live. Your grace is sufficient. Come on. Your ability is sufficient for me. I see it. Come on. Do you see it today? Do you see it today? Take hold of God's grace. Take hold of God's ability. Oh Lord God. Oh Lord God. Father, you are beautiful for every situation. Beautiful for every situation. You are beautiful for every situation, including my situation. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We are still going to pray. Just some small. You see, we are still going to pray just now. It says there is sufficiency for your situation. You know, when you are praying and you are looking at somebody else's situation, you say without strain that His grace is sufficient for that person's situation, because at least you judge it and say, ah, God can do it. There's something about you looking at yourself and you say that God can do it in my life too. There's something about God's ability at work in the life of somebody. There's something about Him having the ability and Him doing, having that ability and working it for you. Amen. Are you here? Say, Lord, my own life, for the plans and the goals that you have set, don't rule yourself out. If you set some goals, no matter how things turn, no matter where things turn to, you must still be able to say, for this situation, your grace is still sufficient. Come on. It's still sufficient. Because things turn in our lives. Things change. Things go south. Things you didn't plan will just happen. I mean, you're like, hey, it was this person upon which I was leaning on. Now they say something has happened to this person. So we're like, so how am I going to, how is this thing going to happen? Is this person going to happen? And then God will show you that His ability is sufficient for that situation. Come on. So whatever situation, now you are looking at yourself, looking at your situation. And I want you to say now that you are calculating, you're going forward and you're being blessed and being a blessing to others. Not based on your situation, but based on God's ability. I'm a blessing, and I'm blessed, and I'm a blessing. Come on. I am blessed, and I am a blessing. In the name of Jesus. It's because of the ability of God, because of His sufficiency. In the name of Jesus. Come on, I want you to declare, I am blessed, I am blessed, I am a blessing. I'm a blessing. I'm not just blessed, though. I'm a blessing. I'm a giver. In the name of Jesus, I'm a blessing to my generation. I'm a blessing to my generation. I'm not just the one receiving. I'm not just the one down and out. No, I'm the one pouring out. I'm pouring out. I'm pouring out. I'm a blessing. I'm a blessing. I'm a helper to others. I'm a lifter. Come on. I'm a lifter. In the name of Jesus. Father, because you have blessed me, your grace is sufficient for me, even in from my this situation. You lift me up, and then you make me a blessing to others. I give you praise, because I see your hand. I see your hand in my life. I see your hand in my situation, and I give you praise. It is not too late for you. It is not too late for you. It is not too hard for you. Come on. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. I'm a blessing. Recalibrate your dreams. Recalibrate your dreams. And say, Father, I'm a blessing. I'm a blessing to my generation. I'm a blessing in my generation. This generation, I'm a blessing. I'm not just trying, I'm not occupying space. No, I'm being a blessing. I'm supplying something. Thank you, Lord. See. Shalabako sele lebohole bokos. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you, Lord, for this light you've shown us today. I thank you, Lord, for everyone right now under the sound of my voice. I thank you, Lord, because their eyes have been opened to see. And Lord, they embrace your grace. They embrace your ability. They see sufficiency, Lord, and they walk in your plenty. In the name of Jesus. They begin to dream big dreams. Their dreams have changed. They begin to recalculate. And they don't calculate based on advantage or disadvantage. They calculate based on you. And they calculate based on your ability. And Lord, they are entering into good things. In the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, these ones are not just, they're not just hearing good news. They are entering into good things. By your grace and by your ability. In the name of Jesus. Lord, they see. I thank you, Lord, because they see manifestation of your grace in their lives. In the mighty name of Jesus. You go out this week and you're coming back with testimonies. You're coming back with testimonies, abundant testimonies. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Testimonies that will cause many to be amazed. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Lord, I thank you for your healing power. Whatever condition right now, I thank you for your healing power. In the name of Jesus. Healing that body right now. Healing that body right now. In the name of Jesus. This woman has been like this for too long. This situation has been for long. So therefore, time is of no importance to God. Yes. Thank you, Lord God, because that situation, that body, that person is healed right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. He said it has been like this for long. In the name of Jesus, be healed today, now, in the mighty name of Jesus. There's nothing too hard for God. There's no situation too hard for God. In the mighty name of Jesus, I command healing for that body right now. I command restoration for you now. In the name of Jesus, I command supply for you right now. In the name of Jesus. From the north, south, east, and west, receive supply in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. We walk in your ability. We walk according to your ability. We walk according to your sufficiency in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Our story will be a blessing to many others. Many will hear of our story and they will give you praise. Thank you, Father. They will see your sufficiency through our lives in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Amen. Glory to God.